This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Live from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 conference. Your APN hosts, Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch, bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Recorded from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo at the Charlotte Convention Center, this is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch. In this segment, may I introduce you to Nelson Clark, Synergym's CEO, and Myron Herron, Synergym's Chief Technology Officer. Nelson and Myron, welcome to the podcast. Nelson, please tell us about Synergym and why Synergym is at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo.
Synergym has participated in this industry for 12 years. We have taken the lead in the development of true next-gen 911. We've perfected the end-to-end product suite that we offer, and as further example, we're the first company to have a customer-accepted I3 standard network in the U.S. We're working with PSAP leadership and partners here at the show. Avaya, General Dynamics, Oracle, and Agent 511 are all key people that we're working with.
Myron, please tell us a little bit about the importance of the NINA I3 standard and Synergym's perspective on NINA I3 compliant next generation 911 solutions.
Well, Guy, as you probably already know, the NINA I3 standard, it's very specific to replacing the legacy 911 network infrastructure. And this means that the time of the ANI-ALI, MSAGs, and selective routing, that's coming to an end. NINA I3 is based largely on existing standards that are not only used domestically, but globally. This means that the days of PSAPs choosing just from a small, limited set of proprietary 911 type systems, that's coming to an end as well. Once a PSAP adopts NINA I3 as its network solution, they now can employ off-the-shelf technologies that, really up to this point, have only been available to commercial call centers. And those commercial call centers include some of the largest and most mission-critical call centers internationally. NINA I3 means all that technology that's been available globally will now be made available and accessible to the 911 industry.
That's great news. Certainly no one would compare the mission of a public safety answering point to, say, a online retailer, but there are synergies, certainly, with the ways in which that business is run and the way in which the mission of 911 takes place. As you so appropriately pointed out, the standards that Next Generation 911, the NINA proposal, are built on provide for the reliability and redundancy necessary to be able to meet the mission. Myron, please tell us a little bit about why public safety would want to use a NINA I3 compliant network.
Well, three things. First, it allows for a substantially higher level of reliability and fault tolerance. Today, you can spend a lot of time, effort, money trying to build in redundancy and fault tolerance in the legacy 911 network environment particularly, but inherently there's just too many gaps to be filled. The way, just by nature of an I3 infrastructure using IP as the transport medium, it just allows for the design or the architecture of the system to support redundancy and fault tolerance. Number two, it provides substantially more operational capabilities, and that's really an essential element when you're looking at moving to next-gen 911. It's one thing to move to next-gen to be able to say, well, I'm now on an IP network, or now I've got voice over IP being delivered calls. But what really matters is when you move to that I3 environment, what operationally can you do in that environment that you could not do in the past? So you want to have that additional operational capability. And number three, data and the ownership of data will be in control of the 911 centers more so than in the past, with ALI databases typically being a network or a service option without access to that data. The nature of the 911 and the I3 environment will allow for that data to be available and controlled more locally.
That's very interesting, and three very powerful examples of how the new system will be different. What about scalability? How does the new model differ when it comes to scalability?
That's something that's maybe it's not thought of in the same term terms as it has in the past. What I mean by that, typically, the way the 911 environment has worked in the past, 911 centers were entities of themselves. So if I had a 911 center, I may have two positions, 10, 20 positions, and my scalability concerns were just within my 911 center. But in a I3 environment, you can imagine that the call takers in my particular PSAP are part of the community of call takers that are connected to an I3 ESI net or even other ESI nets that are interconnected within one another. So now you've got this community of call takers. So the systems and the technology supporting that really need to be scalable to the size of all the call taking capabilities across all those 911 centers. In addition, I mentioned earlier about commercial technologies or off-the-shelf technologies now being made available to public safety. This is a good example of where that comes into play. A good example is with Hurricane Sandy. During that event, there were international commercial call centers up in the Northeast where the storm hit the hardest that were still handling thousands of simultaneous calls during that entire event. However, the local 911 systems, they were being overwhelmed with the calls that they were getting. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but a properly architected I3 solution and technologies like the technology Avaya brings to the table that Avaya has been supporting in commercial centers for decades, making that technology available to 911 offers that level of scalability. So when you get large spikes in call, technology allows you to handle that so you don't get those busy and those blocked calls like we have in the past.
Well, certainly being from Avaya, I appreciate your recognition of that and seeing that in many, many instances, mission critical contact centers, call centers in both commercial entities as well as in government too, both non-emergency and emergency. So thank you. How about the marketplace today? Are all the next gen 911 solutions that are proposed in the market today consistent with the NINA I3 specification?
Well, Guy, that's a very good question. Right now, I would say the PSAP management is being inundated with the marketing hype about NG911. It's become the buzzword. So this is very frustrating and causes a lot of confusion for those that are looking to adopt the next generation of technology and directions that they need to go with in order to get to the next gen. So when everything is being packaged with next gen compliant or next gen ready, what does that mean? Well, NINA has not developed any type of certification yet to certify solutions as being I3 compliant. But right now, essentially, there are different solutions out there that offer a transition path to next gen, or they offer a more proprietary next gen solution that are not consistent with the NINA I3 end state. I would say that many vendors will talk about being next gen ready or next gen compliant, but in fact, what they are offering is the last iteration of the last generation, which is simply the old technology wrapped up in an IP network or wrapped up in marketing hype about being next generation.
That's very interesting. From a buyer's standpoint, how can a buyer or someone who's considering a new solution know the difference between a next gen ready solution and a true NINA I3 compliant solution?
They're looking at systems that talk about implementing ALI, MSAG, ANI, selective routing, anti-ALI controllers. Those elements do not exist in an I3 solution. So if you're talking about ANI, ALI, MSAG, or selective routing, then you're not talking about an I3, a NINA I3 solution.
Nelson, what are your impressions of this event? From an executive perspective, what is the value of the NINA 2013 conference and expo?
There's a tremendous opportunity here for communication and education. Please stop by booth 502 and see our live demo on our complete end-to-end product suite.
Myron and Nelson, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. Audience, thank you for listening today to the APN Podcast Network, originating from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo at the Charlotte Convention Center. This is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network, at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo in the Charlotte Convention Center. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.